Welcome to a Tech Target podcast on Docker, Windows Server 2016, and microservices development. I'm talking today with Chris Tozzi, who is DevOps Analyst for Fixate.io. I'm Jan Stafford, Executive Editor for Tech Target's Application Developer Group. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Jan. I'm glad to be here.
Let's get started with our questions. For software engineers and architects, what advantages does Docker unveiling native support for containers on Windows Server 2016 bring?
Well, I think that the answer there is pretty straightforward and simple. I mean, basically, it's that you get to use Docker on Windows, or you get to Dockerize your Windows apps. I mean, Docker, as most people know if they've been using it since its inception in 2013, was originally a Linux-only technology. And because of the way Docker works, a Dockerized application, or if you Dockerize a Linux application, the application itself has to be an application that can run natively on Linux. So Docker support on Windows means that you can take an application developed for Windows, compiled for Windows, an application that only runs on Windows, and now you can run it as a Docker container. And so that brings all the advantages that come with containerization. That could be a whole podcast unto itself, but it boils down to things like you get a lot of portability, you get more environment consistency, because Docker will always be the same environment, on any Windows server. It doesn't matter how the server is configured at the underlying level. Docker gives you that kind of consistency. You get, quick deployment because you can deploy inside a container, which is often easier than deploying an app on Windows the old-fashioned way. So I think just to kind of sum this up, all of the advantages that come with Docker are now available on Windows, and that's a big deal because originally they were not. And in fact, originally it looked like it was going to be very, very hard to bring this sort of functionality to Windows. So I think it's impressive that Docker did it in only 3 years.
And in which way could using Docker containers and Windows Server 2016 be beneficial in microservices development and deployment?
Essentially here too, you get to do the same thing now on Windows that you were doing with Docker containers on Linux. Part of the appeal of Docker on Linux is that Docker makes it very easy to take legacy monolithic applications that were written to run as kind of one big chunk of code and split them up to run as microservices. So, you can separate your storage layer, for example, from your networking layer, and run each service inside containers, which makes things much more agile, much more, in many ways, fault tolerant than they would be if everything just kind of ran under the same hood. And that's because if your app is running as microservices, it's easy to scale individual parts of the app up or down by adding or subtracting containers that are hosting each of those microservices. It also provides some security because if one of your services is compromised, it doesn't mean that the whole app is necessarily compromised. You can turn off one service if you need to without having to shut down the entire app. So you get all that kind of flexibility now on Windows as well as on Linux. And so again, that's a big deal, and I can see that changing the game for a lot of Windows applications, which traditionally have been developed in a very monolithic kind of way. SOA was kind of the precursor to the modern microservices movement. And SOA, I think, in a lot of ways saw only limited success. But I think even when you're talking about SOA, what people were doing in the 2000s to try to distribute apps instead of running them in a monolithic fashion, I think that there was more success there in the Linux world than there was on the Windows world. So I think that Docker support for Windows Server 2016 is kind of, in some ways, a second chance for the Windows community to really embrace the idea of distributed applications, but do it in a very modern way by using microservices instead of just trying to do, old-fashioned SOA.
What might be some limitations that developers find working with Docker containers on Windows Server 2016?
So right now, the big limitation is that certain key parts of Docker functionality are not supported on Windows. And Microsoft and Docker are working on resolving these things, but right now the functionality is just not there simply because it hasn't been implemented. And it hasn't been implemented yet because in order to make Docker containers work on Windows, a lot of new stuff had to be introduced to Windows, to the operating system itself, to the Windows kernel at a deep level. Windows the Windows kernel, unlike Linux, was not designed from the get-go to support Docker containers. I mean, well, the Linux kernel also wasn't designed from the get-go to support modern Docker containers, but Linux for a number of years has had, LXC able to plug into the kernel. So there wasn't as much kind of very low-level work required with Linux to make Docker work on it. I mean, Docker today no longer uses LXC, so it's kind of a complicated story there. But the point is that, there's still work to be done to make Docker containers work on Windows with all of the features that you get on Linux. I mean, currently today, most of the basic functionality is there. I mean, you can use storage, you can containerize your app, you can run it. The area where Windows is still a little short is in networking. So certain networking components for Docker don't yet work on Windows. And so in the conversations I've had with Microsoft developers and executives, they tell me that, this is on the way. I haven't gotten any hard dates for when it might arrive. My suspicion is that it'll be probably sometime this year. I don't think this is something that's going to take years to materialize. But right now, this is an important limitation. I think it really kind of limits the ability of Windows, DevOps teams to deploy Windows containers for production. I mean, if you don't have full networking support, in most cases, you're not going to be able to do production, unless for some reason you have an app that doesn't need networking, but it's kind of hard to imagine one these days that wouldn't.
Can you give a brief history of Docker support for Windows?
Sure. And, that's a good question because things here get really complicated. And, this is partly owing to the language that Docker has chosen to use, which I think is a little confusing. So Docker, I actually don't know the exact date. I think it was about 2 years ago, Docker released a program called Docker for Windows. At the same time, it released a program called Docker for Mac. And what both of these programs do is allow you to install Docker on your Windows or Mac PC. I mean, all of the modern versions of Windows are supported. And Docker calls this, it calls them native Windows or Mac apps. And they are native in the sense that you install them like you'd install any other Windows application or any other Mac application. But there's a huge caveat there, and this is where things get confusing, and it's important to kind of look into the details. So Docker for Windows actually requires a Linux virtual machine to run. So what Docker for Windows really gives you is kind of an easy way to set up a Linux virtual machine on your Windows PC, and then you would run Docker on that Linux virtual machine. And there's some integrations that the package does, so it makes it easy to interact with the Linux or with the Docker environment running on the virtual machine from your Windows desktop, which is all good. I mean, there's certainly value in that software, but it's a very, very different sort of thing than what Docker has done with native support for Windows Server 2016, where you have containers actually running, not depending on virtual machines, not depending on Linux in any way. These containers are instead actually running, on Windows itself, which is important. Another important difference here is that with Docker for Windows Server 2016, you can Dockerize native Windows apps. You can't do that with, old-fashioned Docker for Windows because, again, Docker for Windows still requires you to run Linux under the hood, and Docker itself is still running on your Linux virtual machine. As a result, the Docker apps that you can run have to be Linux apps. Because of the way Docker works, you can't take a Linux app and run it on a Windows environment unless you have a virtualization layer there, and vice versa. You can't take a Windows app and run it on a Linux server with Docker. It's just not how it works. So I think that there's a little confusion here. It has to do with the way that Docker has chosen to use the word native. Again, when it calls Docker for Windows a native application, I think that in some ways that I don't think that Docker intended to mislead people, but I think it is a little confusing because it's really not native containers. But Windows Server 2016 is native containers, and that's a huge deal because it takes Docker on Windows much, much, much farther than the old Docker for Windows package used to do.
And what do you think might be coming for Docker for Mac OS or other versions of Windows? Is Docker going to branch out beyond Linux and Windows Server 2016 anytime soon?
Well, my guess is probably not. And I'm drawing on conversations I've had. I mean, as far as Docker for Mac goes, I don't think you're going to see Docker on Mac OS,
Probably never. I mean, not in a native way. Again, you can still download Docker for Mac, and you can use a Linux virtual machine to run Docker, and that's great if you're a developer. I mean, you know, there is real value in these products because it allows you to develop for Docker from your Mac desktop or your Mac laptop without having to, you know, set up everything manually. I mean, everything Docker for Mac gives you could be set up manually. You could download VirtualBox or, you know, whatever you want and set up a Linux virtual machine and set up Docker in it. The value of these packages is that basically, you know, they do all this for you. But I don't think you're going to see truly native Docker containers on Mac anytime. I mean, the OS X kernel, or I guess we're no longer calling it OS X, we're supposed to call it Mac OS today. But the Mac OS kernel, no, you know, it just doesn't have the support for Docker containers that it would need. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of interest in providing it because Mac OS is not really used as a for servers. You know, it's mostly a desktop OS, and so there wouldn't be a lot of value for Apple or for the community in having Docker containers run natively on Mac OS. As far as other versions of Windows go, you can run Docker natively on Windows 10. That's already possible. Most of the focus so far has been on Docker for Windows Server 2016, and that's because, you know, Windows Server 2016 is going to be your server OS, where you're more likely to see server-side apps deployed using Docker. But if you want to run it from your Windows 10 PC, you can do that. You can't do it out of the box. You need to install a few extra tools, but it's totally possible to do. Other versions of Windows don't support it. I would be surprised if Microsoft added that support, you know, simply because, again, you know, it's the same issue you have with Mac OS. There's not going to be a lot of interest in people running, you know, Windows 7 on their laptops. They're not going to be a big market for you know, people who want to put Docker apps into production, because you're probably not going to use Windows 7 running on your laptop to go host, you know, a web server or, you know, whatever kind of app you might want to host with Docker. You would instead turn to a server OS. And there hasn't been a lot of talk, at least I haven't heard anyone talking about backporting Docker for Windows Server 2016 to earlier versions of Windows Server. And my guess is that Microsoft won't want to do that because they'll want to use, you know, Docker for Windows Server 2016 is one of the selling points for Windows Server 2016. You know, it's always a challenge for Microsoft to get people to upgrade Windows Server. Because, you know, it's expensive and it requires it's a non-trivial migration. So I think that this will be a killer feature that Microsoft will use to help kind of advance Windows Server 2016 in the market.
Wow, that's a pretty complex history there. Let's get back to a couple of basic things. What is different about Windows containers versus, say, Linux containers in the hypervisor area?
So there's not a big difference there. I mean, or at least as far as hypervisors go, because the value of what you can do now with Docker on both Linux and Windows is that you don't have to use hypervisors to run them, or to run Docker containers. You know, when you're talking about a hypervisor, at least if you're using the term in the traditional kind of sense, you're talking about a virtual machine. You're talking about an emulation layer like VMware or KVM, and a large part of the value of having a Docker container on any kind of operating system is that you don't have to have that layer. And that layer wastes resources because system resources are being devoted to the emulation layer, which means you have fewer resources available to actually run your apps. So with a Docker container, your app can run, you know, it's not really accurate to say it's running on bare metal, because Docker also has its own overhead. It's also, you know, it has its own abstractions in various ways. But I think it's fair to say that with Docker, your apps are running much closer to bare metal than they would be if you had a hypervisor in the way. You know, I guess it's worth noting too, you know, there's nothing stopping you from running a Docker environment in a virtual machine that's running on top of a hypervisor. And lots of people do that. There are good reasons to do that. The primary one being that it gives you easy portability. If your Docker environment is running in a virtual machine and you want to move the Docker environment from one bare metal server to another, you can simply move over the virtual machine, and you know it's a very quick way to migrate the environment. And you know, you also get lots of other advantages of virtual machines. You can have automatic failover, etc. So I think that the reason I say this is I think it's important for people to understand that Docker and virtual machines or Docker and hypervisors is not an either-or proposition. You know, it can be, but in a lot of cases you're going to see these things used in conjunction with one another. And that's true on Windows as well as on Linux.
One more question. We're seeing big businesses such as Netflix and Bloomberg building container systems with their own tools. Is Docker's native support for containers on Windows Server 2016 paving the way to not having to do it yourself and using standard tool sets?
Well, I don't think that Docker for Windows Server 2016 is going to, itself, I don't think that that change is going to be important in allowing people to obtain other tool sets. But there are already lots of people building tool sets to make it easier to run Docker. I mean, there are all sorts of vendors in the space now. It's become very crowded in the last year. Some of them let you run Docker in the cloud, AWS or Azure, provide Docker container services that are relatively turnkey that let you start running Docker containers in the cloud without much effort. There are all sorts of vendors now putting together what they're calling containers as a service platforms, where basically, you have you install one thing and you get the entire container stack. Where this intersects with the Docker support for Windows is that so far, all these solutions are Linux only. We haven't seen anybody say, here's an easy way to deploy Docker on Windows. For today, if you want to run Docker on Windows, you're going to have to do a fair amount of manual setup. There aren't a lot of tools to help you automate the process. The orchestrators, which are your container orchestrators, which are a key part of any kind of production container environment because they automate the provisioning of your containers, and it's just not feasible to run containers at scale without an orchestrator. Those orchestrators right now are, there's kind of an asterisk here, but they're pretty much Linux only. But the asterisk is that I have had a conversation with some vendors off the record who have told me that they are working on adding Windows to the platforms they support and their containers as a service offerings. So I think that this is on the way. I think that the availability of Docker for Windows will certainly draw the interest of a much larger group of vendors to Docker. I mean, so far it's been mostly vendors that were in the Linux space that have been interested in this. I mean, you see Linux distributions themselves helping to develop a lot of these tools. Docker development itself has been supported largely by vendors in the Linux and open source space. But now Docker for Windows kind of opens up a whole new world to Docker. And, there are all sorts of people who will want to innovate by making it easier to run Docker on Windows. So I think you'll see this coming. The vendors you mentioned, like Netflix, for example, they've been using Docker containers very publicly, but their solutions, as far as I'm aware, are running on Linux. Maybe they'd be interested in migrating to Windows too. I think that kind of depends on what their in-house IT strategy is. But I think that the real question is, or the real thing to follow, is what these vendors will do who are trying to make it easier to deploy Docker. I think you'll see them showing a lot more interest in Windows, and I think you'll see other vendors getting into the space now that Docker is running on Windows.
So do you have any last words of advice or anything else you'd like to add about the coming together of Docker containers and native support for Windows Server 2016?
I guess I'll just reiterate, I think it's an exciting thing. I mean, I'll say this with the admission that I myself am a Linux guy. I haven't even run Linux or Windows on my desktop in years. But from an ecosystem perspective, I think it's very exciting to see Docker have spread so quickly. I mean, it's an exciting thing for the Docker community, for the open source community too, to see Docker now running natively on Windows. It's impressive that this has been done in 3 years because in a lot of ways, I think making Docker compatible with Windows is much, much harder than, running like a Linux virtual machine on top of a Windows server. That requires a little bit of the hard work, and it's, that hard work was done a long time ago. It's long been possible to run a Linux VM on a Windows server or a Windows VM on a Linux server. But to make Docker run natively on Windows requires totally new things to be built into the Linux kernel. And they've been done, and I mean, that's a credit to Microsoft, of course, because Windows is a closed source system. It's Microsoft that has done this work. But I think it's exciting for the community as a whole, not just for Microsoft, not just for Docker, but, for anyone looking for an easier way to deploy Windows apps, this is a big step forward. It'll help bring the Windows world, into kind of the modern infrastructure age, and give people an alternative to choosing between virtual machines or bare metal.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, Chris. It's been very interesting.
Well, thank you, Jen. I appreciate it.
And thank you all for listening. And if you'd like more information about Docker containers, microservices, and application development, go to searchmicroservices.com.